Welcome to the 3P podcast, where we're talking about what's trending in sports right now. I'm your host, Dave, and my co-hosts aren't here right now. I'm going to be testing this out for a little bit by myself and seeing what Anchor has to offer. So let's just get right into it, man. Let's talk about sports, man. Let's talk about what's trending right now, man. Zion Williamson, you know, y'all already know he's trending. Zion Williamson drops career highs in a blowout win. A blowout win over the Blazers. They beat the Blazers down last night. And Zion Williamson looked amazing. That's all I want. Zion Williamson looked amazing in that game. Now, I'm not the one to say that Zion Williamson deserves the Rookie of the Year over Ja Morant, because I think Ja Morant has that done. That is done. Zion Williamson cannot pass Ja Morant right now. I highly doubt it. I really do doubt it. I do not think he can pass him. Even if New Orleans makes it to the playoffs, the only way that Zion Williamson could pass Ja, he would have to drop so far off of the map. Like, he would have to literally drop from a cliff in order for Zion to catch him. I highly doubt it. Now, y'all might think differently. You might say, oh, well, Dave, Zion, if he drops 30 a night, if he drops 25 and 10, he can pass it. No. Ja Morant has been doing this consistently. It's not enough time. Now, I would like to think that there's a race, but you remember last year we had this same conversation. Now, Trae Young is no Zion Williamson, but let's put it into context here. You have a player and Ja Morant, who has been doing this all year. You had a player and Luka Doncic, who was doing it all year. And then all of a sudden, somebody just comes out of the blue. In last year's case, it was Trae Young, which he was playing all year. And he wasn't hurt, but his stats just went through the roof. Like, he figured it out. The best point guard in the draft. Well, Luka Doncic is a point guard, too, and Trae Young is no Luka Doncic. But Luka Doncic is like what you call the modern day age point four. Okay, he's big enough for that. He's big enough, but I wouldn't call him a true point forward either. But he like players now, man. The game is becoming so positionless. But anyway, let me get back to what I was saying. Let's get back to the main point. Trae Young came out of nowhere. Stats was crazy, and everybody like, oh, Trae Young can catch him. No, cannot catch him. Now, Zion was hurt. Of course, people want to take that into consideration. But when Joel Embiid was hurt and he came back and he was playing lights out, he did not win Rookie of the Year. Okay. Zion Williamson was hurt. It got to be a point where you take reliability into account. He was not there. That should go against his status of trying to get Rookie of the Year. Not go with his campaign of trying to be Rookie of the Year. No, that's not how it works. And like I said, unless Ja Morant just falls all the way off, there's no way that he's going to get caught. No way. I would love to know everybody else's opinion on that, because I was watching a couple shows and listening to a couple of people talk, and they just swear up and down that Zion has a chance. But No. He does not have a chance. Unless he comes out and score 50 a night. We know he's not going to do that. If Zion Williamson come out and score 50 and 20, then maybe we got a conversation. But right now, it's just not enough time. And his stats are going to be close to what Ja's stats are. Ja Morant is averaging like 17 a game. I don't know if it's 17-7. I think it's 17-7 a game. Now, come on now. You got to do better. He's not going to catch him. No way. So let's move on. Let's talk about another topic right now, and that is the Los Angeles Lakers. Do they have enough to win a championship? Yes, of course they have enough. Are they the best team in LA? No. And that's coming from, I'm a Lakers fan. diehard Lakers fan to the core, but are they the best team in LA? No, I'm not even sure if we are the most complete team in the Western Conference. Everybody is talking about the two LA teams. Let's give the Jazz and the Denver Nuggets some love. I don't really trust Houston. Their track record is not good. Even like in the playoffs, it's just not good. Even when you had the Chris Paul thing, like before that, James Harden putting up record amount of turnovers. It's the track record isn't good. So I don't trust the Rockets no matter how far they jump up in the seasons in the regular season. Until they do it in the playoffs, I don't trust them. But I don't think the Denver Nuggets and Utah Jazz are getting enough love right now. They have figured it out. Even though the Nuggets did lose like a couple games back, had a bad loss. But they are good. Jokic put up like 30, 20, and 10 or something like that. And it was crazy. We got to give them some love. They are like the Nuggets and the Jazz are a more complete team than the Lakers. However, the Lakers have the two best players in the West to me. I think it's LeBron and AD, the two best players in the West. Now, you can order that any way you want to. If you want to say Kawhi, LeBron, and AD, you can do that. I won't argue with you if that's how you feel. But I think it's LeBron and AD. Now, LeBron is virtually running himself into the ground playing all these games, but that's a topic for another day. But at the end of the day, the Lakers don't have a surefire win right here. It's going to be very, very tough for them to come out of the West. Like, the West is so packed. I'm getting messages right now on different things. But this just in, we are now available on Spotify. The podcast is now available on Spotify. Good. Good, 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 man. This is all, like I said, man, this is a 3P podcast, guys. And this is a sport podcast right here. So look, hey, tune in and listen to the episodes, guys. But anyway, let's get back on track. What we're talking about, the Lakers and the in the Western Conference. I really don't think that the Lakers can pull out a win as easily as people are saying. People are just putting the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. Now, the Clippers, I think they're going to be in there, no doubt. No doubt. No doubt in my mind they're going to be. But the Lakers, as a Lakers fan, I am worried. I am very, very worried right now. It is hard. We didn't add anything in the trade deadline, which I knew we weren't. As if you are a true Lakers fan, you know that we have not been able to pull off big moves as of late. Now, the Anthony Davis trade was just too easy to pull off. We have not pulled off difficult moves. The Anthony Davis thing was easy. Easy. You gave up all that. That was easy. People be giving credit here, credit there. That was easy. That was too easy of a move. So I don't even count that in the struggle that we have been in. We have not proven anything yet. We're number one in the West, but we still haven't proven anything. Not nothing. And in the last couple of games, we have not played that well. We beat the Suns the other day. I mean, yay, we beat the Suns. Who cares? Don't nobody care about beating the Suns, okay? The Suns started out good, but now look at them. They aren't good. Don't nobody care about beating the Suns. See, I could go on a rant about the Lakers for a long time, but I'm not. I'm going to move on to another topic, but that is what's hot. People are talking about the Lakers and Zion, so I wanted to start out with that first. But I like to get into all of the news that is going on in the NBA. So, last thing I'll say about that, the Lakers are not a shoe-in to make it to the Western Conference Finals. So, anyway, this just in news. We got news. On TNT, Kevin Durant's status on the NBA TNT all-time all-star record graphic looks disrespectful. So let's look at this graphic. If y'all have not seen this graphic, go check this graphic out. If you type in Kevin Durant and NBA graphic, you will see it. It says Bill and all-star roster, okay? And it has, got Kobe Bryant 5 points, Jordan 5 points, LeBron James 5, Johnson 5, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar 5. Okay, at 4 points, you have O'Neal, Irving, Thomas, the Pistons. Okay, not got Isaiah Thomas off the Pistons. Okay, not the other one. Olajuwon and Iverson. Okay, you got Wilt Chamberlain for 3, Duncan Wade, Burden Carter. All right, Vince Carter. For 2 points, you have Kevin Garnett, Dirk, Barkley, Carmelo, and Russell. 1 point, you have Wes, Irving, Westbrook, Durant, Stockton. They got Kevin Durant as 1 point. 1 point, Kevin Durant, all-star. Wow. where would I put KD in this list? Where would I put KD in this list? If I was to build an all-star roster right now, where would I put KD? Right now, I would probably put KD as a definitely 4. I would probably take Thomas out of the 4 and put him in the you had to rearrange this thing. So anyway, I would put KD as a 4, at least a 4. I think when KD comes back off this Achilles, he's going to be the best player in the league. He's going to be the best player in the league. No doubt in my mind, he's going to be the best player in the league. He got to take this whole year off, get his leg straight. If y'all seen the video of him shooting, the guy's a beast. He's going to be good. He's going to be good off of this Achilles, and he's still going to be one of the best players in the league. I think he's going to take over LeBron and Kawhi as the best player in the league. Right now, it's the LeBron, Kawhi, and Giannis show in terms of best player in the league. Arrange them how you want to. I'm taking LeBron as the best when rested and healthy. I'm taking LeBron 1. I'm taking Kawhi 2. And then I'm taking Giannis. Now, y'all might agree. Y'all might disagree. You might agree. But that's my ranking. Maybe my Laker is biased with LeBron. I still think he's the best player when he's rested. But over a 7-game series, we're going to find out if he's still the best in the playoffs. We're going to find out. It might be Kawhi. Because right now, if you just want to say who you take it in a 7-game series, right now, I might lean towards Kawhi. I'm not taking Giannis. I definitely would lean Kawhi. But if you want to go best player, I'm taking LeBron. If you want to go best in terms of long, like without, I know Kawhi getting a lot of rest, but if you want to talk about who I think can go the longest when it matters, I think it's Kawhi. And if you want to talk about potential of being the best player for a long time, I got to go with Giannis. But you definitely got to put KD at least 4 points. At least 4. And Wilt Chamberlain's at 3. I'm considering he need to be at 4. To be honest. I like Allen. I love AI. But I think AI and Chamberlain need to be switched. I think Thomas need to be down in the 3 as well. You probably put Vince Carter at 2 somewhere. Put Carmelo Anthony down in the 1. If you got to put anybody on the list at 1, I'm sorry, Carmelo. If I'm just taking from this list, I'm putting Carmelo at 1. That's just me. I'll put Carmelo down here at 1. Even though in his prime, you can say I might take a prime Carmelo over a prime. Ooh, nobody on 2, really. Maybe over a prime Garnett, maybe. Carmelo Anthony didn't win, but he was great. He was great, though. But you can't put Carmelo Anthony over Durant. So that's boosting him to 2 already. You can't put. I think Durant is better than Wade. I don't know. That's a great topic. I think Durant is better than Wade. So I'm boosting Wade down, okay? I think he's better than Wade. Now you got Chamberlain, Duncan, Durant, Bird, Carter. All right? I'm going to find a way to put him up again. On top 4, like on the 4 points, I move Durant up again. I'm taking Durant over Thomas. I'm taking Durant over Thomas. So he already at the 4. And if I'm looking at the top 5, you got Kobe, you got Jordan, you got James, you got Magic Johnson and Kareem. If you want to say that Durant isn't on that level yet, I buy that. He might not be on that level yet, but when his career is done, he's gonna be way on that. He's gonna be on that level. KD is just that good. KD is just that good. He just needs that LeBron-esque championship without the Warriors to solidify himself as one of the greatest players ever. Once he does that, I'm telling you, it's done. How they gonna put KD down there? I'm kind of upset about that. That's crazy. That is wild, man. I'm looking at this graphic. If y'all have not seen this graphic, go check out that graphic, man. Go check out that graphic. That is crazy. Twitter is blowing up about this graphic right now, man. So go check out that graphic right now. All right. Also, today in the NBA, the Grizzlies are playing the Blazers. You know, the Blazers trying to get into the top spot in the West, trying to get in the 8th seed, but they lost to the Pelicans. The Pelicans are on the way. So let's talk about the 8th spot in the West. Who is going to take that 8th spot in the West? And right now, I really do think that the Memphis Grizzlies are going to take that spot. I think Ja Morant is out of this world. People are saying that Ja Morant is not on Zion's level. Do you know how hard it is to play guard in this league? Do you realize how hard it is to play guard in this league? And Ja Morant is coming out killing it. Guards don't usually come out killing it like that. They take time. You saw what Trae Young did. He was struggling in the beginning, struggling. The man was struggling. I'm telling you, he was struggling bad. But then he figured it out. Ja Morant came out the gates with it figured out. Came out the gates figured it out, man. He figured it out quick. And he's only going to get better. If I'm starting something right now, I might take Ja Morant over Zion. Y'all might think I'm crazy, but I'm so serious right now. I might take Ja Morant over Zion Williamson if I'm starting a franchise. Maybe. We'll see how it goes over the years, but I'm still not sure if Zion's going to last long with all that weight jumping up like that. He is Charles Barkley 2.0. If you tell me over the course of 5 years, who am I taking? Who am I taking over the course of 5 years? I'm probably going to take Zion. But who am I going to take over the course of 10 years? Who am I going to take to be Steph Curry over the longevity time? LeBron James over longevity time? I'm probably taking Ja Morant. Who are you going to take to be Boogie Cousins with the Kings? Be good for a couple of years, and then be injury-prone the rest of his career. Now, I use Boogie Cousins as an example, and I pray. He's on the Lakers, so I pray for this man's strength and well-being that he gets healthy. But I'm just saying, that's what you're looking at. This is the reality of it. That is exactly what you're looking at. So you just got to know. You got to know. All right. The podcast has been going for 17 minutes now. 18 minutes, actually. So I'm going to end it there. I don't want the first couple to be over 20 minutes. So that's all we're going to talk about now. If you have topics you want me to discuss in the next podcast, leave them down in the comment section below. Hopefully the co-host will be here and we're going to have a great time on the 3P podcast, man. Anyway, also subscribe to the YouTube channel. YouTube channel name is West the Move Podcast on there right now. We're going to be working strongly on the 3P podcast, trying to get it done, trying to get it out for you guys. So hopefully you enjoyed this first episode with me soloing it out. But hey, it's all good. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Follow us on Anchor. That's where you can hear the podcast first. Also on Spotify. I got to go on Spotify and look and see what they got us under and stuff like that. So I'm not sure at this point, but I'll let y'all know in the future. Anyway, I'll see y'all guys on the next one. Have an amazing day. Continue to grind and continue to shine. I'm out.